Straight Chest Motherfucking Podcast. Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chest Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Yo, what it good be? Hopefully it's what it should be. This your boy, N-O-R-E.
Yeah.
And EFN is not here, but this is motherfucking Drink Chest Motherfucking Podcast. Make some noise! First off, let me big up to my partner. DJ EFN. He's so rich that he's celebrating his daughter's ninth month. You don't even say year old, right? Because it's 9 months. So that is so fucking fly. He didn't want to come out. I told him, did he mind that I still record a drink check? Because I just wanted fans to know that we're not being, you know, lazy. We're constantly recording. I'm in the studio right now, putting some final touches on my project. And we wanted to let y'all know, keep y'all abreast. Right now, we got a special guest in the building. Every now and then, I always wanted to do this. I wanted to start shining light on people that's behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? And right now, we got my boy, Doug. And we're going to let he's going to introduce himself and let him know everything. Talk to the people, Doug. Come on, goddamn, make some noise for Doug right there.
Yeah.
For Doogie. I like that. What's going on? He got two mics.
That's a vague question. I mean, we're part of my story. Thanks for having me, first of all.
You
know I'm a fan of the show. I watch it religiously, but you got to ask me something more direct.
No, I'm sorry. Tell the people exactly what you do. Because you know what it is? A lot of people, all the time, they when they want to get into this business, everything is about being an artist. Everything is about being a rapper, being a DJ. But a lot of people don't know that it's just as much important people that's behind the scenes. It's not in front of the camera. So I just wanted you give a like job description or something.
All right. So my name is Dougie Cash, obviously, as Nori said. I work at a company called Overbrook Entertainment.
Sounds rich.
We produce film and television over there. And I produce over there also.
And Overbrook is, so people that know, it's owned by?
Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith are the founding members.
Make some noise, goddammit. Yo, Will is like he is black excellence. I'm sorry, Diddy. But Will is, like, I ain't gonna lie, just off his Instagram alone, like, the positivity. First off, if you don't follow Will Smith, you need to smack yourself. I'm just throwing it out there because his positivity is unknown. You know what I'm saying? So working with him, do you see that type of thing? Like that type of positive energy is always being directed towards you?
Oh yeah, that's organic. Like I don't work with him directly, right? Because you know I'm always in the office and he's out, you know, running the company if you will and do what he has to do. But yeah, him and his family, that's innate. They are some of the most intelligent, positive people I've ever met.
Oh man. So you guys just did the Karate Kid, correct?
That was a few years ago, but we did produce that. Yeah, I wasn't there yet. I was in college.
Okay, no, I'm talking about didn't y'all do the series on Netflix?
Oh, Cobra Kai.
Yeah, that's the Karate Kid.
Yeah. Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, we have. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's the Karate Kid, dog.
Yeah, we have John Hurwitz and.
Yo, my man is in the front too. Phil, you Caesar, you can let him in for me.
Yeah. John Hurwitz and Hayden Schlossberg, who did Harold and Kumar.
Wow.
Go to White Castle, they did that. And then Josh Held, who did Hot Tub Time Machine.
Okay.
They partnered together and created an incredible show. And they got, you know, the original stars, Ralph Macchio and Billy Zabka.
You just named comedies. That's not a comedy, though, right?
It's comedic elements. It's comedic with a little bit of drama. Yeah. Yeah, they created an incredible show. And, you know, we just wrapped up season two in Atlanta in December, and I think that because, you know, it was the biggest show on the YouTube platform.
Wow.
So, you know, I think if people were happy with the first season, they'll be very excited about this one.
And that was my view when I went to the house in Westwood. It was that billboard that you guys had.
Yeah.
So how is it like working in the business? Was this always your dream or this was something that just, you know,
I mean, I think it was just God, man. Like, not to sound cliche, but I started, my passion was actually music. Because a lot of, you know, I grew up in church, naturally, right? So it's like, everyone in my family sings. So I was always around music.
Have a shot of De Leon, bro.
Tomorrow's is Jesus Day. I'm gonna drink champs, but I can't drink.
You want the wine or
the wine? I drink, huh?
The wine?
You want wine?
No, I'm straight.
Have a glass of wine.
I'm good.
Where my wine at? Jesus, okay.
I won't disrespect the show, so I'll have it there for the aesthetic.
Let's do this. Okay, cool. Nah, you gotta relax. Let me pour off some wine, bro. So you like the business, basically, you say?
I love the business.
You've been knocking down a lot of things.
Huh?
Been knocking down a lot of things. Getting that pussy, goddamn. You light skin.
I'm focused on
goddamn. I know how y'all light skin niggas do it. Focus on the work.
Cool.
You got a little shy right there, goddamn.
I got a job, Nori. What you
What's going on, Sonny DBT? What's up with you, brother? You don't know nothing, Poppy?
I know.
You don't know nothing. Hey, man.
You're having two drinks.
Yo, you know, you're the quintessential nigga. Everybody got their cup, but they ain't chipped in.
Let's talk about Pow Wow.
What?
Pow Wow.
You talking about the two drinks?
Oh, nah. We ain't got to talk about that. Nah, man.
No, it's just news. We just report on
the news. Oh, the domestic violence? Nah.
What did you hear about? I mean, what do you guys think about the situation? Because it looks like he was the victim.
Yeah, man. But hey, listen, Bow Wow, get the fuck out of there. We love you, Bow Wow. Don't want you out there or doing the shit that you're doing and being accused of the shit you've been accused of. You need to get your shit together. You a good nigga, and you need to stop getting Hey, man. Hey, twin. You just gotta. Twin just want. He just want smoke with anybody. Jesus.
But I'm gonna say this. You know what's interesting about that situation, and not even that directly. I see why y'all the number one podcast. I get it. No, you know what I found interesting was, and not even related to Dub, is, you know, when it looked like physically, it looked like he was the one who was the victim. I'm not saying it, I'm just saying, just off of perception, right? Where was all the outcry from the public? Like, you know, because God forbid the scars were reversed.
Now, you know who killed him?
He's demonized.
You know what killed him? Right? See, so it's I didn't know the story, but I do know the story. You know what killed him? The elevator footage. Did you see that?
Which one?
The elevator.
I didn't see it. No.
See, you bring it up since you ain't even know the whole thing. He looks like the aggressor in the elevator. He takes the key from I can't believe I'm talking about this, but fuck it. It is what it is. He takes the key from her, and then he takes it twice. So he takes it, and then she pulls back, and then he grabs it from her again. And it does look like he was the aggressor, but he did not touch it.
I'm not speaking on him directly. I mean, just in general, I think. With society's progressing so much, you know, with women rights, and they're starting to sort of be here with men, and I think rightfully so. But what's happening now is, men, I feel like, are being painted as, you know, bad guys, you know, right? And there are a lot of bad dudes, but, you know, like, in situations like that, I would have liked to see on social media, you know, people coming to Bow's defense. If not his defense, because I don't want to say she did anything, at least speaking up the same way you would if it was a woman.
It's bad if you do, and it's bad if you don't.
It's a double standard.
Let him sit over there, Sonny. Let me sit over here. So you can C's, my bad. You're gonna meet you live on a podcast, brother. Come sit down. What's going on? I know you too. Come on. Come sit down, see? Lord, these are the real estate giants right now, you know what I'm saying? If you follow DJ Envy, you always see C's on there with DJ Envy, and they motherfucking flipping houses, man. So we're gonna talk to them. We got Doug from Overbrook in the building. Whoever turned off that light, please, can you turn that back on, please? Okay. Shit got Star Trek and shit here. You know what I'm saying? So, man. What were you talking about just now? I totally forgot. Bow Wow. Oh, yo. Damn, man. That's the homie, too, man. That's the homie. Oh, stripper ball. Yeah, them niggas threw out like 200,000. Jesus.
Wow.
A million in ones. So what's going on right now? This is Drink Champs motherfucking podcast. We got Caesar in the building. Caesar, I seen your post. You said, last year or a couple of years ago, they wouldn't let you in 4040. Now you're looking to buy a property across the street from it, is it?
No, we're actually looking at buying the 4040.
God damn, make some noise for that. God damn. Yeah. That was a fucking match made in heaven, brother. So how did you get into real estate?
I'm pretty much now. I've been doing real estate 12 years.
Okay.
I used to have a restaurant. Right. We're doing horribly.
Word?
Yeah, yeah. We pretty much.
Everybody said the restaurant is not a business.
Oh, man. It was a nightmare.
Okay.
Well, first, I used to do mortgages.
Okay.
I made great money. Mm-hmm. The market went down.
Right.
We opened up a restaurant. My mother-in-law is a chef. Okay. My wife's Cuban. So it was a Cuban restaurant, and we were there for like 2 years. Mm. We lost everything.
Wow.
The only thing I learned from the restaurant business was pretty much I was watching novellas with the old ladies and the team.
Well, the Spanish soap opera.
That,
right?
That was okay. It. I was watching soap operas.
Okay.
I did one real estate deal. Mm. I made 70 grand. Wow. I closed the restaurant the next day.
Wow.
And I've been doing it ever since, 12 years now.
Goddamn, make some noise for that. Goddamn. Oh, yeah. That's real shit because I see you on Envy. Like, y'all was out there in the cold. You like, so what does it mean when you say flipping houses? So you're buying it with the purpose to fix it up and resell?
Well, pretty much I flip houses and I keep rental properties long term.
Mm.
Right now I own 600 rental units in Passaic County. In New Jersey.
Your money, my brother. I'm sorry. God damn it. It sounds rich to me.
And then we do about 15 to 20 flips a year.
Wow.
Yeah. But long term, you know, when we first started, it was pretty much primarily flipping.
Wow.
But as we kept on learning, we realized that long-term wealth is with rental properties because rental income's forever.
Now, you, Doug, are you a renter or are you a owner?
Oh, I'm renting to own.
You renting to own?
Yeah, I'm not in a rush to buy yet. I don't got a girl. I don't got kids.
Okay. Goddamn, you're slinging it. You're out there slinging. Yeah. I respect that. Now, what is better? Is it always better to buy or in certain scenarios it's cool to rent?
Well, realistically, man, it's always better to buy.
Okay.
What kind of put real estate in my head was when we moved from Washington Heights to Jersey. We were in this house for 10 years. Mm. The owner of that house sold it. And he showed my dad, look, we sold this house for $120,000 in 10, 12 years. Your rental money would have paid for this house cash. Wow. And that's kind of what put it in my head.
Wow. God damn. Niggas out here, we got to stop. We got to step our game up, man. We got to start owning shit, man. Niggas just want to own their masters. Let's own our records and let's own some fucking property, goddammit. I ain't gonna lie, I was just so inspired from you know, seeing you guys, like seeing you and Envy, like, you know, just being relentless out there in the cold and just doing that shit, you know what I'm saying? Now you're looking at a property next to a college area too, right?
Yeah, we're looking at stuff in AC. Right now, we purchased two schools in Patterson. One of them we're gonna build 60 units, the other one we're gonna build 80 units. I'm building another 50 unit also in Patterson.
Wow.
So, you know, we got everything from the smaller properties, you know, three families all the way up to 80, 70 units.
Wow. Are you going to get into real estate? I think that's my next venture.
At some point. Yeah. Maybe. At some
it's
point.
Either that or Love and Hip Hop.
Those are my friends.
I think I'm leaning towards real estate. Jesus. Yeah. You know what I mean? Big up to everybody on Love and Hip Hop, though. I watch that shit. That's a good show. It's a good show. It's the new Jerry Springer. Let's just throw it out there.
Mona Smart.
Let's just throw it out there. If you wish to watch Jerry Springer, you didn't watch it to get intelligent. You watched it for the fights.
Entertainment.
And you watched it because, I'm going to be honest, I don't watch Jerry no more, and I love and hip hop. This is not an episode that I've. There's one I probably missed. But that's it. You see what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I'm watching now too? Marriage Boot Camp. You niggas see that shit?
This is hard.
Oh, Big Draco on there going crazy. Young Draco on there going crazy. He's gonna get fucked up. Like somebody's he can't talk to women like that. I'm just being honest. Like, you know, that's what fucks me up. Sorry to jump off subject. That's what fucks me up sometimes. Like I could tell when a young man was like raised without their father, like from the respect you show a woman, like. You know, that makes you more gangster that you show women respect. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm a fan of Young Draco, but when I see him, he's like, suck my dick, bitch. I was like, damn, nigga, you on television. You're not supposed to do that on television. Jesus, my nigga. They letting him smoke and all that. You got to watch that. Marriage Boot Camp is dope. Big up Young Draco, man. We got to teach him some manners, though. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, he's out there. He's out there. So, you in the music business? Was you ever in the music business? Or that's something that you said, fuck that?
Nah, never, man. Never. Music. You know, pretty much, I'm a minority. Mm-hmm. I don't come from family money.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a fancy degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty much, I'm street smart.
Right.
You know, all my friends went to college after high school. I chose the streets.
Mm.
And that's pretty much, you know, we're natural born hustlers, man. We could do anything.
And you in Miami flipping shit in the house right now, right?
We're doing stuff over here, too.
Okay. Where was you looking at properties at?
South Beach, Little Haiti, everywhere, bro. You know.
So now look, all right. So now look, like for me, right? Let's suppose I was, I had some money to play with, right? And I went and I looked on Zillow and shit. And I see a whole bunch of like $30,000 units, two bedrooms. Now, if I was to buy that, what would I do? I was give them a whole 30 down, or give them a whole, like I see there's like some units for 130 to 120. So what I do? What was I to do? I give them the whole 120. Then I go in, I reproduce it. I remodeled it.
You know what it is that now, the key to everything is leverage, right? Okay. You want to use as much as your money as much as possible.
Okay.
So you could go private financing. For example, if the property is a complete rehab, you can't get conventional financing on it. You have to go.
When you private. Say rehab, that means it got
to
be done.
Yeah, the whole house is messed up. Okay, you got to gut it from all the way to the studs.
Cool.
So you go with private financing. With private financing, you could probably get 10% down, even though now there's 100% programs. Okay. That's the whole thing. You want to. If you have $100,000, right?
Uh-huh.
You take that $100,000, instead of putting it into one house, you take that $100,000 and you
put it
into five. 20, 20, 20, 20, 20.
But it's based on your credit too, right?
Private financing is not based on credit.
Mm.
It's not based on your income taxes. It's based on the property. If the property has a lot of equity, they'll do the deal. But pretty much with private financing, those lenders, they wouldn't do a deal unless, you know, they know that if, God forbid, you don't pay, they could foreclose on you.
Okay.
So they're all about the deal.
Do they take the money out the property, that loan?
Well, it all depends if it's a rental property or a flip.
My mom did that to finish fixing the house that she took a loan
on. Oh, equity. Yeah. Take equity out. Now, Doug, is that something that you're trying to look into, like in music, in the movie business? Is like you want to own the movies that you work on? Or?
Absolutely. You always, absolutely. That's the whole point. Like, it's the same thing with music. You know, it's all about ownership. You want to own it so you know, you can eat off that forever, especially if it's a hit movie.
Right. So what happens if a script comes to you and it's the perfect thing for Will Smith, right? You work for Will Smith. You work in his office. Do you approach him direct or you have to? If a script, like a perfect script came, you like, damn, this is, but you don't want to overstep your boundaries. So how do you go about something like that?
There's a process. So, you know, as a creative, if I read the script and I think, you know, this is something that would be a great vehicle for Will, then, you know, I have a direct boss, right? So I would say, I think this is great. Here's why. Then you would say, it's this movie with this, but it has this twist on it, right? So you get your boss excited about it. You know, and then he'll read the script and then he'll go from there, right? And because Overbrook is really like it's like a family business, if you will, too, right? A lot of the partners have, you know, so.
Would that be frowned upon if he was walking through the office and you just, yo, Will, look at that. like,
yeah, of course. I mean, it depends on the relationship you have with people, but yeah, I would never do that anyway. You know, there's a process, everything. You got to respect the process.
I ain't gonna front. You introduced me to Will Smith that day and I walked over to Will and I was like, yo, he's like, yo, Nori, what's up? I said, nigga, you know my name? like, you know, I don't know. Like, Will don't know me. Like, I was about to say, Will, you don't know me, nigga. Like, you know, because that's real. Like, Will knew my name. That was hard. Like, for me, that was like, you know, that was a hard moment for me. It was one, two, three. It was a hard moment because, you know, I'm from Black Rock City, man. You know, I don't think nobody know me and shit, you know? But, yeah, man, I mean, that gotta be a great job. Now, Bad Boys 3.
Yeah.
Is it the perfect time for this?
I think so. I think so. There hasn't been a lot of great action movies. I mean, aside from the Fast franchises that do really well, but I think this is a little bit different, right? This is like Will and Martin, two adored actors.
And Martin lost that weight too. He got in the gym. You see, Martin got in the gym. He knew what time it was.
I think it was like 15 years. 15, 18 years since the second one. I think just knowing the story, reading the script.
15 years?
It's been, maybe longer. I think the last one was.
Get the fuck.
No, the one that was in Miami.
Get the fuck out of here. I didn't even feel
that. I think people are going to be happy with how they tied it together. So for people who watch Men in Black, right?
Yeah, all three of them.
But the last one, the way they tied it all together at the end, if you remember it, it was brilliant. They do the same
thing. So this is going to be the finale, in your opinion?
Well, no, I don't know. But my pay grade, Nori.
Right.
But Sony did announce two more, right? They said 3 and 4.
Oh, word?
So Sony has plans to go for them. I don't know beyond 3, and that's not, you know.
I'm in for that. I used to watch Bad Boys every single day. I watched Bad Boys like The Last Dragon.
You work in a building, and then everybody obviously is assigned it takes this amount of people with different jobs to make one more.
Good dog out here fronting with his Soho band on. I see you, my brother. I see you out here with your Soho band.
Yeah, so, I mean, the way it works is, you know, once you get a project that you sell is set up at a studio and it's greenlit, then it's just, you know, the producers in the studio. They'll reach out to various people in different facets of that film, and then they'll hire their crew. It's a long process.
Right.
Very long process to make the film happen.
Yeah, the show is a long process for you. If you try seeing everything go down, that shit takes forever.
Man. Absolutely. Nori, can I plug one thing? I just want to say, because you know I got to dip out.
Away.
I just want to say thank you. Like, ever since I met Nori, like, you know, even Twin and all you guys, I used to watch y'all, right? And I grew up on y'all being from New York. Mm-hmm. So when I got to meet Nori, and I could say he became like a family member, like he's always shown me love whenever he's in town, whenever I come out to Miami, so yeah, he and his wife, y'all are fantastic. So I just want to say thank you. But I want to plug something before I run, right? So we got season 2 of Cobra Kai that I talked about coming out, I believe late April, May, and it's on YouTube. So if you're not a member, please subscribe. And then I did a film on Netflix called To All the Boys I Loved Before. It was directed by Susan Johnson. It stars Noah Centineo, Israel Broussard, Lana Condor, and it ended up being, it was one of Netflix's highest streamed films, period, one of them. And we got greenlit for a sequel. So for everyone who liked the first one, I'm heading to Vancouver in 2 weeks. We're going to knock that out with our partners over at
Netflix
Ace Entertainment.
Netflix is getting all the money. Yeah. All right? Netflix is out here kicking ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blockbuster was idiots. I ain't gonna lie. Thank you for having me,
y'all. I appreciate you. Can you do the make some noise thing one time for me?
Yeah, that's right. Make some noise. Hey, come on, sit down. Sit down, loco, because he breaking out. Yeah. I see you on Fat Boy's Instagram all the time. What's going on, my man? Introduce your name to the people, man. Good meeting you, man. Yo, L.A. My God. All right. Yo, if y'all here tomorrow. Yeah. Introduce your name to the people. I see you on Fat Boy Instagram all the
Lucha
stuff.
Rentals.
Okay, and you also down with the
Caesar's brother. His property.
Oh wow, I didn't even know that. I didn't even put two and two together. Yeah,
I'm his property manager for all his properties. DJ Envy, everybody's property. So I'll take care of the properties, get all the rentals. I kick people out. Make sure you pay your rent on time and all that.
Yeah, hold on. See, you went somewhere. That's right where I want to go. Cause me, I couldn't do that, bro. I couldn't, you know how many shows I turned down, like the judge shows, because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Like, I don't want to be like, yo, you're trash. Like, you know, like American Idol shit. Like, I can't be Simon. You know what I'm saying? But you
have this experience. Yeah, man. I kick at least 10 to 11 people every month, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow. And how is that?
They're not paying their bill. Been doing this so long, man. You know what I mean? I got my own family. I gotta eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You can't have a heart, man. You know what I mean? To a certain point, man. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta pay your bills. Can't pay, you can't stay.
Okay. I'm like, this guy's got their own separate conversation. What's going on? Come on, Sonny. What you said? You got something to say?
It was so realistic.
Nah, it's real. Like, cause you know what? I want to be in this business. I see you guys. You guys is 1,000,000% motivated me. Obviously, it's through Instagram. You know, seeing you guys, and then like I said, I see you on Fat Boy's Instagram.
Yeah, that's my boy.
I didn't know y'all was brothers.
Fulton Fats, where you at?
Yeah, that's my guy, man. And then I started seeing you on Envy's Instagram with him, and I was just inspired by I think you was paying like it was payday or something like that. And I was like, yo, but so how does a person who's young trying to get into this game has a very little bit of money, like where do you recommend they start at in this real estate?
It depends. You know, I would try to look for your first property. You should definitely stay away from a single family. Try to get like a duplex.
Okay.
Simple with a couple studios.
Okay.
Wow. Like that, you know, it helps you pay for your mortgage.
Oh. One Peter pay Paul.
Yeah. You could start with like a FHA mortgage, only 3% down.
Oh wow.
And then you know, there's different stuff, because you're like, if you really want to do it, you could do it.
Right.
Like I said, my first deal, I had to borrow money, pull my chain, my wife's engagement ring, sold the car, borrow money from my mom. Right. It was only like $500. She still brings that shit up. Whatever it took to do that first deal.
Scared money don't make no money, man.
Yeah,
right. So you say any? So now, do you need a real estate license or something like that?
I don't have no real estate license.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So why do people even need to go to get a real estate license?
Well, some people, it's kind of good in a way as a tool, but to be an investor, you don't really need it. You just gotta learn your market. Okay. It's all about, you know, picking the area where you wanna invest in and focusing on that market. That's it.
Okay. And now, if a person, like you said this earlier, because I think this is what I'm looking for, a private financier or private investor?
Hard money loans, private financing, you know, any of those names.
So how do you, how does a person even look for these people? Because I did just, my accountant had just recently told me about something like
that. Well, they're everywhere. Even, you know, I brought my sister-in-law with me. She actually does hard money loans.
Okay.
So they're everywhere now. Like, right now, everybody's comfortable with real estate. Uh-huh. Like, and all banks are lending. Everybody's happy with it. So it's not like when I first started. When I got into it in 2008, everybody was running away from real estate. I got into the perfect time.
Now Miami hit a bad market at one point. Like it was. I know people who like paid, you know, $600,000 for their house and had to sell it for like $660,000 and $680,000. Like how does y'all business keep going when the market drops?
The most important thing in real estate is buying under market value. As long as you buy under market value, you never get hurt because you can weather any storm. And plus, especially with rental properties, rents are up around the whole country.
Right.
Like even in the hood, like, you know, we're in an urban area. And before, when I first started, people had to take Section 8 because Section 8 will pay more than a cash tenant. Now the cash tenant pays more than Section 8. Wow. So it's pretty much everywhere, man. Like, you know, rents are up. So as long as the property cash flows, you can weather any storm.
Let me ask you something. Do you think in Miami the price is going to drop?
Over here, definitely. But yeah. I think over here was going to really get...
What is it, after like the hurricanes or something like that?
Yeah, I think the luxury market's going to take a big toll.
It's about 700 buildings.
Supply and demand. Right?
Yeah. That's the thing, because when you look at any the luxury market over here, you figure, right, a lot of the people that used to buy...
Gee, come closer so when I hear you... No, come closer so you could hear you on the mic. That's what I'm saying. Oh, he blocking the camera for you?
Yeah,
my bad. Here, come around with a hat. My bad. Tell him where he should be. Yeah.
No, it's cool, man. I got a lot of voice.
All right, cool. So, go ahead, what you were saying?
So, when you look at Miami, for example, especially the high-end market, mm-hmm. most of the people who are buying those properties over here were the Russians, mm-hmm. right? Their economy is tanking. Mm-hmm. They can't bring money over here, mm-hmm. right? Venezuela, their economy is destroyed.
Wow. Yeah.
They were buying everything, wow. right? Brazil, their economy is so-so. The Chinese can't take money out from China because that's even affecting the New York market, the high-end market over there, too.
Wow.
Everything is sitting. Wow. So it's one of those things where, especially the luxury market, is going to take a big hit.
I really feel like there's going to be a high influx of Mexican money coming in right now. There's a lot of money in Mexico.
That was from Lafayette.
I wasn't
expecting
that gap, but in Miami, just being a former homeowner, in 2008, I owned 4 properties, which is not much compared to what you got, but I felt the hit. I had to sell all 4 of them.
Nah,
I learned a lot.
No, I'm not going to lie. When I first moved to Miami, that's when the shit was going down.
Yeah.
Like, everybody I know was getting offered half of whatever they paid for.
Less than half. I paid, right where I used to live, I paid $270 for an apartment, and they sold it for $70.
But I had
the bank sold it for $70
in the penthouse, and I had the whole fucking floor. All
right.
So you look at that, you're like, there's not enough people with the amount of money to afford this.
Yeah.
Right. And that's gonna happen. Again, a lot. Look at my downtown when we drive over the beach. Downtown cranes.
Yeah.
Kind of like 37 cranes just driving.
High rise.
So when you buy a property, what do you want? You want to sell it or do you want to rent it?
It depends if I'm gonna flip it, you know. When I flip properties, it's usually like in the more suburban areas.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there. I don't do a flip unless I make at least $100,000. I stay away from that.
Right.
And then with rental properties, it's just about, I got a formula when I need to make at least $4,500 a month for a rental property.
Right.
Right. So it's pretty much, you know, you buy with the rental properties, you buy, you fix it, it's cash flowing, and you refinance, and you buy another 3. And you just keep on. Over and over and over, and you know you got 20, 30 houses.
Wow.
You just keep on.
Anybody else got a real estate question?
I do.
Go ahead.
How about contractors when you're doing those flips? Like, how do you find those people you can trust?
The worst part of the business is finding good contractors.
Wait, what is a contractor? Like, people that...
Or, like,
the builders?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. Floors, that's the worst part.
Oh, okay.
That's the worst part. That's what I tell everybody. Right. Even at our seminars. Right. You know, get 3 or 4 bids, but that's where people lose the most money. Like, I'll give you a story. When I first started, I had this one guy, supposedly, oh, you like family friend, oh, you like my family. I needed to put in 3 Air Force heaters, right? Hot air. And instead of central air, just the heat.
Right.
So he told me, yo, $12,000, right? And I'm looking at him like, bro, $12,000, you sure? Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know how much that shit cost me? $2,000. He was charging me an extra $10,000.
Crack this big ripples.
And this was a family friend.
Bro. And he would say, you family, you wear that. Gotcha.
Can I ask him a question?
Yes, please.
Because you mentioned buying under market value, right? How hard it is in Miami, like, that's really hard to do right now. Because people up to 6 months ago were selling over market value. And they were just flipping. Like, anyone, when I go to LA, people are like, my cousin's house sold for like $10,000 above market value. It was, you couldn't keep a house on the market. What's the best avenue to find a house? Is it a flip? Because I'm looking for a single family home for me and my wife. So
I would look into the auction sites. Okay. Auction sites, you know, sheriff sale.
Foreclosures.
But you guys in Miami, you don't have that many foreclosures or short sales anymore. I did. Mm-hmm. You guys were pretty good here because you cleaned everything up. Mm-hmm. And New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut were judicial states. So we still have thousands of people not paying their mortgage. Wow. So that's why we still have a lot of inventory. But I will go the auction sites, and I will also do build relationships with different estate lawyers, especially. We get deals that way too. But the auction sites, I hit home runs all the time. I picked up a property here in Miami Beach. I got it for $600,000. It needs about $300,000. It's worth. It's
1.2. Yeah, 1.4. Yeah. Anything on? Let me tell you something. Anything on South Beach, it doesn't matter what it is or around that. If you fix it up right now, it's gold. Yeah, because I'm gonna be honest. Listen to me. My wife, been with 13 years. She loves Miami Beach, right? So I'm talking about, like, we're looking for a place to stay. She just looked at backyards. She didn't even look at the fucking house. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? She's like, yo, because you know we'll be right by the beach. And I'm just like, that's the most dumbest thing that we could ever do. Like, you know what I'm just saying? That's all, what I'm saying is, she's so blind by Miami Beach, she didn't even care about the actual house. She cared about the backyard. Like, we're on the fucking ocean. And like,
beach
so
access.
What I'm trying to say is, how many other people is like that? You know what I mean? How many, like, people just... Like, if you look at Palm Island or Star Island,
yeah,
that shit is dope. But if compared to Golden Beach is killing that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Golden Beach is the best, my nigga. That
shit is... That's where everybody
want to
be
ocean.
At.
Yeah, Star Island, you're on a bay.
A bay.
You're on a bay.
Yeah. You know, I'm the ocean.
The
it's a bay.
Golden Beach is those taxes, though, man.
No, I imagine.
Yeah, it's like $140,000,
$180,000
a year. God, it's crazy, bro.
Everybody wants to live on the beach, so hurricane season happens.
I ain't gonna lie.
As a Miami native, I can let you know it's not.
No, I ain't gonna lie. That's when I realized I was not a Miami guy like that. When hurricane season came, oh man, I was scared to death.
You see that ocean
dude.
Suck out, and you're like,
and you let me
oh,
just
shit,
tell you something.
Gotta come back.
Since I lived here, every year hurricane season, I have a show somewhere else, right? So I always escaped it. But the last one, it was when I was living in a Diplomat. Oh my God, when that wind blow and that shit just starts shaking the building. And then the motherfucking lights go out. Oh my God!
There it
my
is. Got shook right there.
Holy moly!
And now you got a Category 1 last year. You ain't even seen no shit.
The one we left for Fat Joe, but I didn't stay for that one. Yeah.
You was out of here.
Yeah.
Make some noise for him.
Nah, man. I listen. That was my birthday. I wanted to stay. I rented the room at the St. Regis. I didn't want to go nowhere. But Fat Joe was like, we're gonna die. I was like, yo, how can I not leave after you say that? He's like, yo, we're gonna die, Nori. You gotta take the dog. I brought my mother-in-law. I was bringing all type of shit, man.
Was it a good flight?
It was a good flight. I drank PJ on a PJ. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a private jet. It's good to have. Yeah. You guys want a drink? We got brown Ciroc. This is brandy. Made from the finest grapes on earth. And then we also have Ciroc Blackberry. And we have some wine.
No commercial,
you know what I'm saying? We have some wine. Yeah,
thank
man.
You, bro.
But yo, you guys, you've been on the internet. So how's the internet helped you?
I've been on Instagram for over 10 years.
What?
That's how I built all my success.
Right.
I went to all my rentals and everything on Instagram.
How'd you link up with Fatboy?
Oh, he's my tenant. I'm actually his landlord.
Get the fuck out of here. That's all. That's all. I wish I had a landlord I could smoke a blunt with.
Yeah,
like, yeah, come on, nigga. Let me smoke. I'll smoke. You smoke?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hit that. All right.
Yeah,
that's hard. Nah, that's dope, man. That's landlords should start looking like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, nigga. Or I want to get into it. Like, we give
everybody opportunity, man. No, right. We don't care, man. We rent to anybody, but if you don't pay, you can't stay.
Yeah, that's real shit. That's real shit.
I like that. This guy has hits, man. I'm telling you,
you don't pay, you can't stay.
That's real. You can pause it for a second.
You can pause it for 1 second.
Yeah, it's a process.
How much time is that?
It costs, people don't understand this, to put somebody out, it costs $52 to put a porn motion. $52.
$52?
Listen, the most important bill in life is pay your rent. You need a roof over your head, right? It's the number one bill, you know?
And everyone's always getting what was that? Over so that business is...
Same thing, what happens when you don't cut your, you know, pay your cell phone, they cut it off, right?
Okay, it's good. I was like,
you better make it, you don't pay.
So,
yeah, man. Wait. Drink chest, man. Look, huh? Yeah, drink chest. You got a motherfucking a real estate lesson right now. Yeah. That was dope, man. That's dope, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, so many people, like I was saying earlier, when you see somebody that wants to, you know, be something in life or do something, they always want to be a rapper or always want to be a fucking DJ or fuck. Oh, there's so much shit you can do that doesn't. You don't even have to fucking be in front of the camera. You know what I'm saying? There's so much ways to make money other than, you know, singing and fucking dancing. You know what I mean? So this is why I'm trying to showcase shit like that. What's the line? I showcase shit like that because I want y'all to, you know, do other fucking things. I want my son to fucking want to be a real estate and, you know, do anything other than rap, motherfucker. Please. Work, you know,
no, but you could rap and invest your money in real estate. You know, it's about
that,
the investment.
That's what I'm gonna do. That's it.
Yeah,
you
could do both.
For our communities, I feel like, you know, that's the only thing that they
don't teach you that.
Yeah, like, I want to be a rapper. It's so easy to say that. Mm-hmm. Like I caught my son writing a rhyme, and I was like, man, fuck that. He's 9 years old. I told him, fuck that. Like, yo, man. Like, come on, man.
You like killing my issues? Crushing their dreams?
Oh, I'm crushing their dreams. None of my kids will ever kick a rap to me. Because I'm like, you trash. You ain't better than me, you trash. Don't do it. Or so I really
he might have it in him. It's in the blood.
Yeah, it's in the blood. It's in the blood. Like, all my kids is good. That's how I know they're my kids. Because they're good at basketball.
So what you say, you're good at basketball?
I'm nice at basketball, Mr. Lee. You better relax. Don't get yourself in a song.
Relax. This ain't baseball.
Yeah, this ain't baseball, brother. Now, you Colombian?
Dominican.
Holy shit. Yeah, Dominican. I was about to have a Dominican joke. That's why I was obviously Dominican. All three of y'all Dominican?
No, she's Cuban.
Cuban? Okay, all right, cool. My son is Cuban.
That's why you are Cuban.
That's right. We're originally from
I'm like the only, I'm a Puerto Rican, but all of my friends is Dominican. Like, I'm the only Puerto Rican with all Dominican friends, bro.
The Caribbean. We're all brothers.
And in one Colombian.
And one of the first.
And
we all come under that.
And a Haitian who shops at the flea market. Big up to Sunny D. You know what I'm saying? That's my man. That's my man.
That's just all your friends are Dominican.
Now, look, that's BK, Big Mato.
That's crazy.
Word. Yeah, I got all Dominican friends.
Yo, son, but when you become a rapper and these rappers start getting industry money,
you gotta talk to the mic, sir.
All right, where's that? I'm sure you can hear me. I'm speaking loud.
Pretty much. You're high on her right now. They can't even know where the mic was. What's wrong with you, man? You're lying.
Alright, so look, don't these rappers, they don't invest their money in property and stuff like that?
Yeah, I don't know every rapper, my nigga.
Oh, it seems like you do, man.
Some do.
He was mad generic with it. Don't these rappers? I don't know everyone.
Yeah, the smart ones.
Well, T.I. is into it. Killer Mike is into it.
There's a lot of rappers to that, brother.
Envy is into it, obviously. We've been saying this the whole show. I mean, again... Not just real estate. This
anything.
Other thing.
Yeah,
just, you
can invest in anything, man.
I love the fact that you can hustle. You
just
know what
invest
saying?
Your money. That's it.
For real. Like, I love hustling. Like, I literally used to couldn't sleep because I had the morning shift. That was my shift. That was my when I used to sell the best drugs. Right? Not glorifying that or none of anything. Or when in the rain. Because everyone in the rain, everyone went inside. Yeah. I stayed outside. You know what I mean? But in the morning time, was the best time from like 6 to like 1 in the afternoon. That was my shift. So I literally when I used to hustle, literally when I got off, like a job, because I never really got off, right? But like when I like say I'm clocking out, like around that time, I literally couldn't sleep until the next day. I literally because I wanted to get up and hustle, and that's when I realized it was never really about the money with me. It's always about the grind. Like I like the grind. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I really like the grind. Like the money could come later. It's whatever.
The money's always gonna be there. You just gotta go get it.
Right. That's how it is in real estate, man. It's like when we first started, it was smaller properties, 2, 3, 4 family homes. Mm-hmm. You know, we still got the smaller ones. Mm-hmm. We still buy smaller ones too, but now mm-hmm. we got buildings. We're building, you know, 80 units, 60 units, right. 30 mm-hmm. units.
Right.
And it just keeps on going with real estate, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm the same way. Right. I've already seen, man. I'm chasing money all night. Right. I'm just thinking about how can I make more money? If right. I put up a wall here, I could charge another $500. If I do this, do this. All night, I'm right. just calculating.
Shit. That's fucking awesome, man.
When I first started, I just wanted to make $5,000 a month.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Then I hit $5,000, then I went to 10, 20, 30, 50, 100. You know what I mean? I just kept on going.
And how'd you and Envy link up?
I met Envy from a man, Nick DeGritt. Yeah. He's the owner of Fetty Wap's label, RGF.
Okay.
That's what I he's also invested. Me and him done stuff together. I helped him get rental properties and we do business together. He was actually one of the first people in the industry.
I met him like 4 years, and I brought him to my brother.
So let me ask you something. Part of me book changed this subject. No. Finish. In fact, I did not change the subject.
You know, we're really close with him.
Envy, you talking about?
Nick DeGritt. Okay. I met him, and then, you know, I told him, yo, you want to do real estate? You know, he heard about me because I have a lot of people that run apartments for me, so my name was already big in town.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, I met him with him. I'm like, yo, you and Freddie Washer invest. I'm going to introduce you to my brother. Right. So I brought him to my brother ever since. Started investing with him.
That's crazy. That's my next question. Because, like, for instance, like, let's suppose you got down with a Miami home. How do I say to you, like, yo, I want to get down with you? Like, what do? I just give you money? And then you flip, like, how would I get down? Like,
well, it all depends on the deal and what you want to do.
Okay.
It all depends. Is it going to be a rental property? Because rental property is long-term.
Let's suppose, for right now, let's use what you got. Let's suppose I'm a fan of you. I see what you're doing, and I want to get down. So I say, yo, what do you have to put out a down payment on something like that? Or what do I do? Like, how?
It all depends, man. It's just so many different things, you know what I mean? But we could talk about that.
Right, definitely.
But like I said, it depends what it is. Is it a flip? Is it going to be long-term?
Explain what a flip is.
Flip is when you go in there, right? You fix the property and you sell it right away for a profit.
Sell it right away, okay. Yeah. No intentions of renting it, no intentions of you living in it.
Right? Then, but that's the thing. With the flips, you got to pay taxes.
Okay.
Capital gains. You know, you could deduct a lot of stuff. You probably got to pay about, you know, let's say 15 to 20% to Uncle Sam, right? All right. But when you keep a property, a rental property, and you refinance, and you take out the profit, you don't pay taxes on that money.
Wow.
On the flips, you do.
Wow.
Wait, I'm confused. In the flip, you do?
Let's say, for example, right? Let's start with a rental property first, right? You get it for $100,000, right? You put $40,000 into it. That's $140,000, right? Mm-hmm. Then the house appraises for $250,000. Let's say $300,000, right? Now you go to the bank, and they're going to give you 75% of that. Okay. So let's call it $70,000.
Okay.
That $70,000, you don't pay taxes on. Because it's technically a loan since you're refinancing. So now over here, you get this property for $100,000. You put $40,000 into it, you sell it for $240,000, right? You make $100,000, but on that $100,000, you gotta pay taxes.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the thing where, for example, rental properties, Donald Trump, right?
Right.
He doesn't pay taxes. That's because all his rental properties get depreciated. So when you have rental properties, you write everything off. You don't really pay taxes. So for example, right, if you make $3 million in 1 year, mm-hmm. right? And you depreciate everything. With depreciation, you could write it down to $1 million, even though you made $3 million. But with that is set up. That's illegal.
It's set up to win.
It's set up. You know what it is. It's for the rich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and that's stuff that we're supposed to know. Awesome. But you made $3 million. You pocketed the $2 million, but you're only going to pay taxes on $1 million because the depreciation of the rental properties bring down what you got to pay.
Yeah,
that's why Donald Trump doesn't pay taxes.
Oh, that's why rich people don't pay taxes.
Word. Oh my God.
But they don't teach us that.
No, they don't. They make sure they get out of school. So
definitely. Yeah, let's get a big ass loan. Let's get in debt.
Paying taxes for a loan. Nah.
How can we find y'all? Like, we want to, like, work with y'all and do business.
NJ Flipping. All right.
Yeah, Flipping NJ.
Yep, Flipping NJ, man.
And also, if you don't mind, we're going to have a real estate seminar.
Yeah, please.
March 31st. Me and DJ MB are coming down here to Miami Beach.
Miami Beach High School.
Yeah, where at?
Miami Beach High School.
Okay, Miami Beach High School. Y'all hear that? What is it, March 31st? Okay, I'm going to make sure I'm in town.
11 to 3, I think, right? 11 to 3?
Yeah.
11 to 4.
11 to 4.
And we're going to go through everything. Flipping, rental properties. We're bringing in a credit guy for people that need to fix their credit. Real estate attorney. Mortgages,
property loans,
property management. I've been bringing my project manager, so people can learn a little bit about construction and construction costs, because like we said, that's what people usually lose the most dollars at. So we bring the whole team.
Wow, man.
That's dope, man. So you know, Drink Champs, we're not only getting y'all motherfuckers drunk, we're not only giving y'all hip-hop knowledge, we're giving you real estate knowledge right now. So you can go out there and get some fucking money, man, and do something positive with your fucking life. You know what I'm saying?
Invest your money, guys out there, haters
is worried about other people, man. You know, winners worry about winning. You know what I'm saying? So we trying to get y'all to do that. You know what I mean? But that's what it is. What time you at, man? This is a quick one, man. We got anything else to talk about? What else is going on? Huh? 45?
Young Draco.
45 minutes?
Young Draco. We bigged up Young Draco.
Yeah, he's got to watch how you... Fuck with you, Young Drake.
What else? So is anything else to talk about?
Some respect on my shit.
Right?
Gucci.
Man. Leave Gucci alone.
Fuck Gucci, man.
That's because you like Gucci. Boycott Gucci, man.
Yo, man, I'm marched out, man. I've been marching too much, man. Come on, I'm marched out.
Now we fuck Gucci, man.
Fendi, leave Gucci alone. Pass the butt back, please. Come on, come on.
Yo, listen, Gucci.
Yo, twin, you never pass, man. I'm going to be honest. I'm against you ever having a blunt, bro.
I just got it.
You never pass. Brother. I'm not gonna lie, what else is going on?
Takashi's a snitch.
Oh, Takashi rap, huh? We don't really know.
21
Savage after.
Oh, free 21 Savage, man.
Yo, 21, I ain't gonna lie, that's funny, I like him. I would have bet my life that he was not born in the UK.
Swear
that one hit me. That one hit me left. You know what I'm saying? I'll clarify something, because people, they are like laughing at the situation. I think what people are laughing at is the fact that 21 is from London, and not laughing at that he's locked up, because that part is not funny at all. But the fact that he is from London is a little funny. I'm not going to lie. You're not going to lie. Come on. I thought he's from East Atlanta. I thought, you know. And you find out that, you know,
he's a tourist.
That he was drinking tea and, you know, crumpets. You know what I'm saying? Come on, you're straight, Dre. You from London too. Y'all from the same hood.
That's right.
You ever seen 21?
Nah,
I
passed by.
That's my little homie. All right, cool. Him being locked up is not funny at all. That's not funny. We will never laugh at that. But I'll be honest, I get the memes.
It created a beef.
Chris Brown Offset, right?
Yeah. Nah, not only that.
I'm not gonna lie.
It said his stream doubled up, like, in the UK ever since.
It's supposed to. They claiming him. Yeah. It's like if you say you're gay, like, you should do good in the gay community. For real. Like, right? Like, idealistically speaking, right? For real.
Sometimes maybe you don't want to live in the U.S. anymore. Anyway,
well, I met 21 a couple of times. I met him through Amber Rose. I met him in front of the SLS Hotel.
ATL, that place that we went to, that he was with McMill too.
Okay, I forgot about that. I met him in ATL, and
I've recently seen
him out here at college birthday parties, private birthday party. And he's always been cool. He's always been dope dude. So, you know, I wish him the best. I wish everything works out. And it goes to a testament, because if he's a legal immigrant and he's making money and paying taxes, like, what the fuck is going on with this country? You know what I'm saying?
They say it's because of a verse on the song that he got.
Yeah, I heard that he dissed Ice.
I think that's freedom of speech, man.
But that lets you know, man, watch what you say, because you attract it. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you're going to say, stop putting shit in the air, because that shit probably comes back to you. You know what I'm saying?
Joey Badass said, and the police are targeting rappers. Be careful.
They've been talking to rappers, bro.
Yeah, that's what I just tweeted.
You guys didn't hear the example, man. Man, you just sound like the Muppets back there. You sound like Oscar the Grouch back there, my dude. You gotta relax. The
Cookie Monster.
Word, Cookie Monster shit. I'm not gonna lie. Listen, ever since Marlon Wayne said you got your off white is off white, I think you gotta relax. And you got on them same sneakers that he said. Because look, though, I ain't gonna lie.
Listen,
you got on Michael Jordan sneakers signed by Scottie Pippen. You gotta relax. It's not Jordan's signature, my dude.
It's not flea market, my nigga.
They signed my motherfucking Tony Kukoc. You got Karl Malone's signature on fucking Jordan's, my dude. You gotta relax.
You send me alone, y'all.
Look, Jordan's playing golf.
Jordan's playing golf. Yeah, Jordan ain't even jumping. That nigga just standing there like this with the ball. Oh, man, I'm an idiot, my bad. Yo, so you got anything to say to the people? Talk to the people, man.
Shit, no, man. What's the best strip club in Miami?
I'm a married man.
No more KOGs.
So. You asked the wrong one. I'm a married man. You gotta ask scumbags. Like, how's it sound? Yeah, I heard Boomy Trap on the river was that way. I heard Boomy Trap on the river was
Cheetahs.
Cheetahs not lit no more. Sorry. Cheetahs, I ain't gonna front. I seen the police fucking in Cheetahs. That's how you know it was ill at one point. Like, it was ill at one point. I went in there, police fully clothed. I said, holy shit, this is hard. This is what Miami is supposed to. But then they got raided, and then that was it. That's not the year. You can't get a blowjob in Cheetahs no more.
They keep saying Booby Trap.
I don't think so. No, Booby Trap on the water. That's what they say. They say it's ill.
From what I heard,
that's just a whole bunch of Spanish hoes in that bitch.
You know why I don't go? Because I'm like scared of somebody else to take a picture and then tell my wife. Because then that's like the worst shit. You know when you're not doing nothing?
She should trust you, man.
Listen, but this is crazy shit. When you're not doing nothing, you can't explain. Yeah. Like when you do something, you got the best fucking story in the world. But when you're not doing nothing, and I just fear that. I feel like I go to a strip club, take a drink, and somebody's gonna take a picture of me at the worst time where the girl says, hey, how you doing? And you're like, nah, bitch, I don't want to do this. It's already too late. No, he's in the strip club. And oh, Jesus, man. It looks crazy, man. But I try. We're gonna go. I'm throwing it out there so anybody hears it.
Before the
when we go on tour, we meet our tour bus at Tootsie's. I'm gonna go in inside and get some wings, and I might have a drink. And if I see a nipple, who cares? It's okay. You get some wings, look at a nipple, and you leave. You want to tell know February 23rd, we coming back on Revolt right now. This is a family episode. We totally don't get nothing from this. We do this 100% for the fans. You notice even EFN didn't even show up. He don't even give a fuck about y'all like that.
That's not true, guys.
But not really. No, I'm fucking around. But listen, man, you know, fans, we love y'all. I love you guys hitting me up all the time when we slacking. So we just want to give y'all something extra. February 23rd, we come back on Revolt. I don't know who we come with. But listen, like I said, we got Trick Daddy. We got Red Man. We got Exhibit. We got Jazzy Jeff. We got Marlon Wayne's. Freeway Ricky Ross. And we got Rick Ross. Because if you out in Charlotte, we're going to be filming Rick Ross 4 p.m. that day at the Revolt House. So figure out where the Revolt House is. 4 p.m. early in the daytime, we'll be filming Rick Ross live on stage. Rapper Rick Ross. We'll be drinking Bel Air.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to let my beard grow for that day. I might get some prosthetics, some crazy beards or whatever. You know what I mean? We're going to represent the rapper Rick Ross. We just had Freeway Rick Ross. So now we'll do the rapper Rick Ross. And throwing this in the air. If you got Birdman, contact. You follow him on Twitter. You follow him on Instagram. You
fuck with him on...
Yo, Tuesday night, we're supposed to have Birdman.
Pablo.
We're supposed to have Birdman. And we're going to have Birdman here. And I tell you, this is going to be one for the books, man. Because he's my man.
Stop capping,
I know him 20 years.
Straight but up. We're going to ask him everything, man, because he's a legend, man, to me. And I've seen him personally get motherfuckers rich. You know what I'm saying? Come me personally. So I want to get into it all, man. So we're going to let y'all know, man. This is Drink Champs. Your boy NRE, you got anything else to say, Steve?
My Uncle Birdman, oh, you shit, Tiger. Man, respect on him.
My Uncle Birdman, oh, you sure? Shit, man. March 31st.
March 31st.
Yeah, Miami Beach High School, we're down here.
Miami Beach High School, March 31st. You got anything to say to the people?
Follow me on Instagram, Lucha Rentals.
Okay. Lucha Rentals. Twin, you got anything to say?
Hey, Tiger, my Uncle Birdman, I owe you shit, bro. Yeah, shit. Tiger. Shout out Young Draco, bro.
You can follow me at Flippin' NJ.
Flippin' on Instagram. Flippin' underscore NJ, man. Listen, man, I tell y'all, man, I'm telling y'all what's best for me. It might be what's best for you, man. Do something else other than entertainment. Entertainment is just, it's to entertain, but it's a time and it's a place you got to turn that shit the fuck off and be a man. I go to Costco's every Sunday. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Man. I get the samples. The samples is amazing. You know what I'm saying? So we holding it down. It's your boy. And just to let y'all know, you know, I'm also inspired by EFN. EFN, they got a Fatherhood podcast, and he also has a different podcast. I forgot what it's called. So I'm also going to start my Nori solo podcast. It's going to be pretty much Drink Champs, just probably interviewing new niggas. I don't know. But we're going to be, you know, we're going to bug out and have some fun. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to corner the market. Big up to everybody who's putting their bid in for Drink Champs audio. Big up to the people putting their bid in for the video. Big up to the people who's trying to take over our television, it's right? Crazy right now. But we're trying to take over. But right now, we're pretty happy. We're going to let the boat keep flowing. And we're going to do what we got to do like it does got to do. Mr. Lee, you got anything to say? Sonny, you got anything to say?
Yeah,
we cut your mic off.
I want to build a wall. We're
going to build a wall around Haiti. Myself. Come on.
You gotta stop. Love you guys, dude.
Everybody in this room is Haitian.
Follow me.
Anything to say, Mr. Lee, before you get up out of here?
Yeah, y'all can follow me on Star Rock ENT, Star Rock Clothing, Star Rock Rentals.
Man, follow Star DC Rock Twin, bro. Don't follow that man, home. Bro.
Star Darius. Star Rock.
Man, Star follow Rock DC Water, Twin, bro.
Everything Star Rock, baby.
That man cat, bro.
So, again, if you're in Charlotte, on the 14th for Valentine's Day, come show love to the Drink Champs, to the podcast you love. 4 p.m. We're going to be on that stage at the Ballhouse. We will have rapper Rick Ross in the building live on stage for like the third time we ever did
Bel-Air,
this.
Mad Wingstop.
You know what I'm saying? Bel-Air and Wingstop. Definitely plan on having a great stomach ache that day. You know what I'm saying? Because lemon pepper, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? So your boy NRE, yo, big up to EFN, man. He's so rich, man. He's out there. I don't know what he's doing.
He's out there celebrating the
9-month birthday of his daughter, which is dope. Like, that's dope. When you're first child, you should celebrate every month. You should celebrate every month. So I salute you 1,000,000% E. You know, I got jokes, but you know I salute you. Man, that's it, man. We're going to get back to mixing. We're in the fucking Circle House Studios. Who charges us, so we shouldn't give them no fucking shout out. I'm just playing. Now, big them up, man. Big up Circle House. We be on the road, man. We go back on the road, that tour bus. So I'm pretty excited, man. And that's about it. I'm going to get back to drinking, though, and mix these fucking records. Let's go.
Let's go.
Drink Champs.
Nor'easter.
Wagada!
Yeah! Yeah. 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 Yeah.